through Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter this morning. Praise the Lord. Ashley, do you think he'd wake up if you transferred him to my arms? You think he'd wake up? Can we try that? You can put him back to sleep. Okay, I'll come get him. Let me slide in here. Thank you. He's got to learn that when you're in a preacher's family, you get used for an illustration. I'm rethinking this now. He's pretty heavy. You can tell he's not a newborn, but he's going to be a newborn this morning. Amen. Could you stand for the reading of God's Word? Luke chapter 2. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed the Lord and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. I want to put verses 30 and 32 together. He says, mine eyes have seen, verse 32, mine eyes have seen a light. Mine eyes have seen a light. Now, I'm not as old as Simeon, and Tristan isn't quite as young as Jesus was at the time. But I do want to imagine Simeon holding that child, Christ, looking in his face and say, I'm looking at the light. I'm looking at the light. I'm looking at the light of the world. Hallelujah. I want to minister this morning on the birth of light. The birth of light. I believe at the birth of Jesus, a light shined into the darkness of this old world. And I believe that light yet shines right now today into the darkness of any willing human heart. A heart can be dark, but if it's willing, the light will shine into the darkness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, make your word a living thing. Punctuate everything that's said with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that revealed the Christ to Simeon. May that Holy Spirit reveal Christ to someone this morning. Jesus, may you be glorified in Christ's name. Amen. You can be seated. I know there's not a logical connection, perhaps, but don't you think that it's interesting that the main decoration of Christmas time is lights? Lights. Some of you have already, last evening we did, but one of the things you say in a family at Christmas time is, let's go see the lights. Because the light is the decoration of Christmas time. When I was young, we lived in a small town. If they had any, I didn't know places you could go, parks and drive through. So you found the richest part of town, the folks that could afford them. And you went to what you guys call a plat. We call it an addition or subdivision. You would go and drive through the plats to look at the lights. It's such an integral part of the decoration and ornamentation of Christmas. And maybe there's no logical connection, but I want to tell you this morning, Christmas is all about light. Amen. The light coming into the world. When Simeon held that infant Jesus, when he held the infant Jesus in his arms, he said, I'm looking into the face of salvation. I'm looking at the light. He might as well said, I'm looking, I'm holding in my arms the sun, the S-U-N. It was that tremendous to think a man could hold the sun, but this man, Simeon, was holding the light of the world. Everything in what Simeon said after he took that child in his arms, everything that he said showed that he was thrilled beyond words, knowing that as he held that child, Jesus, brought into the temple by Mary, he knew that this was the salvation of the Lord. This was the light of the Lord. Amen. Grandma wins out. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what Simeon must have felt? Amen. Knowing by the Holy Spirit that that baby that he held in his arms was the light that was going to shine into the darkness and dispel the darkness of this world and of mankind. Why was Simeon thrilled? Because the truth of the matter is that he knew there is darkness. There is darkness in this old world. We're in a sanctuary flooded by light, flooded by the light of the windows. I claim we're one of the brightest churches around, because you walk in our auditorium and we got a lot of wattage in these lights. But we're accustomed to it. We're used to it. We don't even remark anymore. First few times, folks wear sunglasses when we put the new lights in. Amen. But we're accustomed to the light and we're used to it. And so it's not very thrilling if I say to you this morning, the light is in the building. You say, oh yeah, we're used to that. But I want you to imagine if we had spent the night in a dark cave, a cave without any light, and then suddenly someone struck a match, or someone found a small pocket flashlight and turned it on, we would revel in that light. We would rejoice in that light, because we knew there was a darkness that we had been in. I want you to know we had been in a darkness. How many knows that? We were in a darkness, but we're rejoicing this morning because the light has shined in our darkness. Glory to God. We're celebrating that the light has come. Amen. Just a little while back, I believe it was Brother Brian was preaching. I can't remember, but he chose as a text, and they put on the walls the text of an Isaiah. I want to read it to you. The way of peace they know not, and there's no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths, and whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. There is judgment, therefore is judgment far from us, and neither doth justice overtake us. And here's what I really want to get to. Isaiah said, we wait for light. We wait for light. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. We wait for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We wait for the light, but behold obscurity. Amen. We wait for brightness, but we walk in darkness. That describes the condition of a man without God. And the reason those verses struck me when I first got called to preach, it wasn't the first sermon, but it was right up there, probably the first five sermons. God led me to these verses, and it was that kind of message that I preached wherever I went in the early years of my ministry. Amen. That people are in darkness without God and without Christ, and living in that darkness, they're stumbling as if they're blind. They're groping, they're reaching, they're feeling, they're longing and saying, oh, if there was just a light to dispel my darkness. And that's why the gospel is such good news, because if a person is in spiritual darkness, I can proclaim this morning, there is a light. Your search is over. Jesus is the light that has come into the world to dispel your darkness. Oh, aren't you glad the light has come? No wonder Simeon was so excited. He knew that there was darkness. Without Christ coming, without without Christ, there never would have been light. There would not be light today. And make no mistake, our world is in the grip of darkness. People live their whole lives stumbling in spiritual darkness. Not only do they live, hear me, not only are people living in darkness, but darkness is living in people. Their minds are dark. Their hearts are dark. Their spirits are dark. Dark is just the absence of light. What does that mean to say and to talk about darkness beyond the physical? Amen. It's dark when people have no understanding. They have no spiritual understanding. They have no understanding of spiritual realities. They know not God. They know not truth. They know not salvation. They know not the love of God. They know not about eternity. They live in ignorance. Therefore, they live in darkness. What is darkness? It's having no morals in behavior. Living in darkness is having no knowledge of the right. Or living in darkness is not having the ability to do right. It's living without boundaries. Living without limitations, living without an anchor to the soul, bound by what is wrong, bound by what is harmful and destructive and addictive. Amen. That's living in darkness. What is living in darkness? Yes, it's no knowledge. Yes, living in darkness is having no morals. But living in darkness, it's living without hope, living without peace, living without the reason or ground to rejoice, living without any assurance of eternity, without any certainty, with no future to anticipate. I've described the heart of man without Christ. I've described the darkness of our world without Jesus. Oh, no wonder Simeon was excited about holding the light. He recognized the reality of darkness. When we talk about dark places on earth, Brother May, we used to talk about the deep interior of Africa, or far off in the jungles of South America, or way over there in the far east of Asia. But when we talk of the dark of our world today, we're talking about America. We're talking about her cities. We're talking about her suburbs, her schools, her homes, her entertainment. The halls of her government is filled with darkness. We don't need a new philosophy. We don't need someone just to wax eloquent. We need the light to shine in the darkness of our world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As much as God desires people to come to the light, Satan desires to keep people in the bondage of darkness. He may be the angel of light, but he's all about darkness. Amen. Paul said, "And whom the God of this world, describing Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Satan's blinded them, lest the light of Christ would shine into their hearts and minds. For God, Paul said, commanded light to shine out of darkness, and he hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory in the face of Jesus Christ. If that's happened to you, I want you to lift your hand. Amen. Has God shined light into the darkness of your heart? Oh, hallelujah. There is a darkness that Satan binds people's hearts and minds over. I have no sympathy for anything he did, but I still remember the images when they pulled Saddam Hussein out of that hideaway hole, that spider hole he'd been hiding in. And when he came to the light of day, all the things amen, that it must have been like living in that little dark hole in the sand. And again, I have no sympathy for him in any of the things that he did. Amen. But I begin to think how he lived in that hole in the ground, in the sand, the darkness and the bugs and the fear and the apprehension and the anxiety. And then I begin to think of the people across this nation and every one of our neighborhoods and every one of our workplaces and every one of our families that live in a work darkness, a worse darkness, a darkness of the hole of sin, the pit of sin. Oh, it's an awful darkness. No wonder Simeon rejoiced and said, I can depart in peace because mine eyes have seen the light that has come to lighten the Gentile. Hallelujah. How many Gentiles we have in this place? Oh, Simeon said, here's a lie, not just of the Jew, but here's a lie of Gentiles named Wilson and Hurst and McKelvey and Putterball. Hallelujah! Even the light has come to lighten the Gentiles because there was darkness. Amen. Luke says he came to give light to them which sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. It was in the blackness of night that the wise men saw the bright star that led them to Christ. And they lost track of the trail, Sister Brock, and made a detour to Jerusalem, following the wisdom of men. But when they left Jerusalem again at night and that star reappeared, they rejoiced. Oh, I'm telling you, your night may be black and dark, but there's a star that can shine in the darkness. Amen. Simeon said, the light that we've waited for has come. No more blindness, no more groping. Secondly, Simeon rejoiced as he held the light because now there was a light. It had come. It was present. I find in Scripture twice that God has said, let there be light. The first was at the dawn of creation, when God stepped out on the balcony of nothing and peered into the blackness of nothing, and he said, let there be light. And there was light. But I find a second time God said, let there be light. The Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit moved upon her, and God a second time said, let there be light. And Mary conceived the Christ. Hallelujah. The light of the world came through the womb of the Virgin Mary. Oh, I'm glad he said, let there be light. Aren't you? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him is not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Oh, hallelujah. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received the light, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Oh, the light has come. Light's another thing that's hard to define. Here's one definition: electromagnetic radiation that produces a visual sensation. Electromagnetic radiation that produces a visual sensation. You may not rejoice and shout on that, but what about the spiritual light? It's the radiation of divine glory that produces a sensation in the soul of man, in the heart of man, in the mind of man. It's the very glory of God made known to the vessel of humanity. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region in the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Hallelujah. How many's ever had your lecture electric go out, and you sat in the dark house at night. Oh, you left a few light switches on just in case. So like you're sitting in that muggy darkness, amen, of your house, amen, a little bit depressing. The iPod won't work. The DS won't work. The video game won't work. The telephone won't work. The television won't work. Your cappuccino maker won't work. You're just sitting in darkness, kind of brooding and all discouraged. But all of a sudden, the electric comes on, and the lights light up your house, and your spirits soar because the light's back on. Hallelujah. Men live in darkness, but Simeon said, the light has come. Even you may have that kind of darkness in your heart, but if you'd come to Jesus, suddenly the light would come on. Oh, hallelujah. The world had had the science of Egypt. They'd had the philosophy of Greece. They had the power of Rome, but they were still dark without Jesus Christ. Amen. John said in his epistle, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Brother Wilson, when you got saved, you may not have said those words, but you were experiencing it. You got up from the altar and you said, the darkness is past. My life in the darkness is over with. No more darkness in my mind. No more darkness in my heart. No more walking in darkness. No more living in darkness. Oh, the darkness is past because the true light now shineth. That's what Simeon was saying when he held the baby Jesus. That's why he was saying, oh, he's come. The darkness is past and the true light right here in my arms. The true light now shineth. Oh, don't we have reason to rejoice this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The one who doesn't want salvation hates the light, just as a thief that's attempting to break into the building hates the spotlight of the police cruiser upon him. If you don't want the light, you will hate it. But oh, if you're looking for help, if you're tired of the darkness, you'll love the light. Hallelujah. For those that come to Christ in faith and trust, God says for the third time at creation, he said, let there be light. At the birth of Christ, the conception of Christ, he said, let there be light. But I failed to mention the third time. It's when a soul comes in sincerity to him, tired of a life of sin. If he'll confess his sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, for a third time, God will say, let there be light. And the light will shine in the darkness of the heart. It was at night when the shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks that the heavens was filled with the light of the glory of God that shone upon them. And they heard the announcement, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior. Oh, light. Last of all, Simeon was excited. Not only was there darkness, not only was there now light, but I believe there had to be some personal excitement of holding the light in his arms. Can you imagine? I know it was just a baby. And I'm not being disrespectful of deity, but babies soil their diapers. But Simeon knew by the Holy Ghost he wasn't holding an ordinary infant. He knew he was holding the light. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. There's joy in knowing that there's a light. But there's no joy like having the light within your heart. Hallelujah. I can preach all day. There's a light. There's a light. You don't have to live in spiritual dark. There's light. I mean, you can rejoice in that. But there's no joy like having that light shining in your heart. How many is here glad you no longer live in darkness? Every once in a while, we just need to slip up our hands and say, thank God, I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night. He held him in his arms. Think of the many who didn't even know that day. Didn't even know the light was in the temple precincts. They didn't recognize the light had come. Oh, it's one thing not to have heard of the light, but it's another thing to have heard of the light over and over and to refuse to let the light shine in your heart. Simeon not only knew that the light had come, he took it in his arms. And I'm preaching the light has come, but that does nothing until an individual says, I want the light in my heart, in my life. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. John said, or Jesus said in John, he said, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth loveth the light. Hallelujah. Oh, if you want help, there's a light to love. Hallelujah. It's not something to run from. It's something to run to. Glory to God. Oh, the light. Jesus spake unto them again and said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light. Oh, I want to tell you again. Jesus said, he couldn't speak as an infant, but when he got so he could speak, he said, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. Later Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light. Are you a child of light this morning? Amen. He was the birth of light, but he'll birth light in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Music, would you come? Hallelujah. Paul said, amen, thou that sleepest, wake up, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. If you're here this morning and you're not a believer, maybe you have strayed from Christ, things are dark in your life, just awake from the slumber of sin and come to Christ, and Christ will give you light. How many believes that this one? Christ will give you light. Hallelujah. Peter said, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. It was also Peter that says, he hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Can anyone say it's marvelous light this morning? Oh, hallelujah. I dealt with a man yesterday afternoon, and I tried to get him to see. It's not just knowing about Christ. It's not even being baptized in water. It's not even reading the Bible. It's being born again. And lots of ways to talk about that experience. But one way to talk about it is to say, you let the light of God shine in the darkness. And suddenly, as one who has been blind, you say, I see, I see, I see. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God of the Lamb forever. I didn't follow it too closely, but just recently we had the 33 Chilean miners trapped underground for 70 plus days, 10 weeks underground. I can hardly imagine that. They must have been pretty deep, because it was over 90 degrees down there, 24/7. It's getting pretty close something. Amen. I mean, can you imagine the darkness and the heat and living there? One of them, Victor, he kept a diary, a journal of sorts. And one of the days, here's what he said. Those 33 trapped men and the one that was writing down their feelings said, when I awake, talking about, I don't know how they marked their sleep time and their wake time, but he said, when I awake, I find myself in this eternal darkness. He's writing while he's still in the hole. Brother Kevin, he's still down there. He said, when I awake, I find myself in this eternal darkness that wears you down day by day. Wears you down day by. I thought, if that's not a description of people in sin, I don't know what it is. Some of them haven't awakened yet to the fact of what their life in the world is like. But you will awaken one day, and when you awake, you'll say, it's nothing but darkness, and it's wearing my soul down day by day. Oh, can you imagine? No wonder they rejoice when they put them in that little tube with wheels and pulled them up to the surface, and they came to the surface. No wonder they rejoiced. Even at the flash of a camera, why? They had been brought out of the deep hole, out of the darkness, into the light of day. I'm telling you, those that are in sin are in a deep hole. You're in a deep pit. But as the psalmist said, he has brought me up out of the pit and out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on a rock, and I see the light of day. Hallelujah. He'll bring you up out of the pit even this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some time ago, I was in my office, and a lady called, and she was depressed, suicidal thoughts, away from God, backslidden. I mean, it was an awful thing. Her depression, as she talked, was so real. I could just about feel it coming through the phone line, piling up in my office. It was that kind of depression. And I'm telling you, I know some theology, and theology's good. That's the basis of experience, right theology. But she didn't need a theology lesson. Amen. She needed help. I told her what little I knew to tell her. And then I said, let's pray. And I knelt down there in office. And in the course of ministry, you pray a lot of prayers. But so often, when I hear the needs and the problems of folks, I find myself, Sister Brock, not really knowing what to pray. And I knelt there at that chair. And all the only thing I began to do was pray. Oh God, let light shine in the darkness. And I prayed it again. Oh God, let light shine in the darkness. Oh God, let your light shine in the darkness. Jesus, you are the light. Shine in this woman's darkness. I heard her break and begin to weep and to begin to cry. And I could tell the moment even it changed on her end, and she began to worship the Lord. I could tell that the light had shined in the darkness. You're in darkness this morning. I'm here to announce the light has come, and it'll shine in your darkness if you'll let it. Could you stand across the building, lift your hearts and hands, and say, thank God for the light. No more darkness. No more night. The darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, come on, let's rejoice. When they saw the light, they rejoiced with great joy. Oh, hallelujah. Would you bow your hearts just for a moment? Hallelujah, you're here. You may not understand it all, but you know in your heart it's dark. In your mind it's dark. It might be addiction, it might be depression, it might just be a life without Christ. But it's dark. Don't hate the light, come to the light. If you're here this morning, you'd say, I need the light to shine in my heart. I want you, without hesitation, I want you to slip into the aisle closest to you. We use this step along the front as an altar. If you'd come and kneel, there'd immediately be folks of the church that'll be here to pray with you. Amen. Until you saw the light. Hallelujah. Are you here? You just come right now. Don't hesitate. Amen. You may need to get out. You may need to say to your neighbor, would you come with me? I need to go to the altar. Amen. But it's dark in your life. And you like the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. To shine in your heart. Church, would you pray all over the building right now? That light. Just pray that simple prayer. Pray light. Shine in the darkness. Light. Shine in the darkness. You're here this morning. It's dark in your life. It's dark in your life. You know you need the light of Christ. Would you slip out and come to this altar right now? Amen. Folks want to pray with you. And Jesus wants to shine His light in your heart. Hallelujah. Maybe you're saved this morning, but because of circumstances and difficulties, oh, you're in a night. Amen. It's dark in your life. And you need the light of Jesus. Maybe it's just a circumstance that you're in. Would you slip out in the aisle right now? Would you come and say, oh God, I need your light to shine in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Are you here? You'd like to come. You need light in your situation. You need light in your darkness. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. Amen. That stays open. But I'm going to ask everyone that will, if you wouldn't come and just one more time wonder at the glory of having seen the light of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and get to come, but I want you to think, what would it be like if you were raised without the gospel, if you hadn't heard the gospel message, if you hadn't had the salvation experience, what would your life be like this morning? Come and thank Him for the light. Thank God that the light has come. Thank God that the light has shined in the darkness, and the darkness has passed, and the true light now shines.